This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I think question two, so like, just is what it is. And then question two is probably, can they complete a deep pass in the year 2025?
Yeah.
And so like, really what I come down to is like, what ends up being like the third biggest storyline? Arrow Pride actually had an article up of being like, here are the biggest storylines going into the training camp or the pre-training camp, biggest questions going into it. What is number three for you guys? If we all agree that the deep passing game and left tackle are one and two, which I just don't think are really much of an argument.
Yeah, I would say it's short yardage situations again.
Oh, as in, right,
you know, I understand they should never be a run first team. They never are going to be with Mahomes and Andy. That's all fine. But we all know they struggled still at times in short yardage. They were great on third down conversion overall. But what led to some of the longer third downs is they would just struggle in short yard situations. It's why they would also struggle to set up shorter third downs.
And like, close out those in touchdowns.
Yeah, in the red zone, it led to some red zone problems as well. So whether that's Kareem Hunt, whether it's going to be Breshard Smith, I don't really envision him as the short down back or short yards back by any means. But how do they fare there? We talk all the time about this interior offensive line being as good as it is with Creed and Trey. Now at left guard, you're going to be weaker. There's no Tooney. And you struggled on short yardage when you had Tooney. So now what is it going to look like on short yardage? It's not just a running back conversation. It's a interior of the offensive line. Now that your left guard is not an all pro anymore, it's either going to be Kingsley or it's going to be Caliendo, we assume.
So for you, it's like, how does that relate to the number of points in which we can score? I think for mine, it's defensive in depth. Like I had questions about it last year, and two years in a row, they were top five in sacks 2 years in a row. Last year, they were not good in that category. And the biggest drop-off is obviously Chris Jones falling back, what, 8-9 sacks from the previous year, probably single-handedly being the difference. I still wonder, like, Jelotti, a Minshew coming off of, you know, another year where, like, can he stay healthy? Can he be on the field? Because I think he's effective when he's on the field.
You were gone a week or whatever it was ago, and we did our, like, bold defensive predictions. And mine was Charles Minshew's going to have double-digit sacks this season. Contract year, he's still under 30. I think whenever he's been on the field, he's been effective. Can he stay on the field is the big question with Charles.
Yeah, that'd be always my fear. And look, I don't think he's a bad player. I think he's a good player. It feels like he's been in a contract year every year for, like, for his entire NFL career. So, but like, defensive in-depth is a real concern for mine. If they're going to have a fallback on this team, it feels to me that defense is the far more likely of the candidate. And I know you could be like, well, what about safety? This is the first time they're just running out a bunch of like second and third year guys and don't have the established guy like Justin Reed before, Tyrann Mathieu before that, or all these other. defensive end is my real concern. Well, I think they're fine in the interior. That's my third biggest question in camp is, can they get production out of anybody else outside of those areas?
It's ironic you bring up the secondary, Cody, because I think it's not a concern necessarily, but one of the bigger questions I think going into the season is, can we avoid the shuffling of cornerback two conversation? Like, is Christian Fulton that guy? Does Noah Williams step up and become that starter? I think that's it's not a concern necessarily because they were fine while rotating, but can we avoid the, dang, this guy doesn't look good, let's bring in this guy, he doesn't look good, okay, let's bring back this guy. Can we squash that?
You notice he said we three or four times. Mr. Cincinnati's coming. Yeah. Mr. Cincinnati, he's saying we a few times. He's fine. He knows he's going to camp maybe once or twice. We don't know if that's going to happen, actually, but we'll try to get Drew up to St. Joe.
It's look, the truth is, last year in camp, we knew it was by committee. The Watson Williams, Nazi Johnson.
That was one of the big questions when Spags didn't know who it was yet.
By the way,
competition.
I'll just be honest.
Now you know why.
They spent 20 games last year and did not have that answer. They didn't even have that answer by February of the Super Bowl. They were still rotating dudes out. There's a reason why they went after Christian Fulton.
And drafted him. And there's a reason why. Pick.
Yeah, and Noah Williams is a borderline identical fit for what they traditionally like in corners. And this is why I'm convinced Noah Williams will work, is because they know the kind of corners who work in their system. He'll just work day one.
I still think, though, part of that conversation, at camp, was they didn't know who was going to emerge. And then if we remember how we discussed it the first month of the season, remember Jalen Watson ended up taking over and he played really, really well, then got hurt. And, you know, basically his season was over. He only played six games last year. He was clearly their best option when he was healthy the first 6 weeks of the season. It's just the injury derailed everything. And then now they've pivoted and they've brought in Fulton. Jalen Watson's still on the roster. So I would still say, like, if he all of a sudden, if you're telling me Watson's now your number.
I think Williams is going to be gone before. I think he's like
before the season?
I think he's like either a camp trade or a cut.
Really?
I don't think Joshua Williams will be on the roster week one.
I disagree only because we all know you got to have corner depth. I mean, you keep six corners on your five corner. I have to go look at what they did out of camp last year.
Let me give you the corner.
You know, you keep a large amount because of injury, and you know there's certain packages where you're going to have multiple corners on the field on a consistent basis. So I'd be surprised, man. I don't think either. Okay. I think go ahead.
Their corners consist of Trent McDuffie, Christian Fulton, Jalen Watson, Noah Williams, Joshua Williams, Roland Wallace, Nazi Johnson, and then you're just getting.
Yeah, I think Josh Williams is fine. I think he's fine.
Do you think Nazi Johnson is on the? I think you could say
there's
Nazi
a chance
Johnson
he's not.
Cut.
I think
it's Williams.
Jalen Watson and Josh Williams to me make this.
They actually like Joshua Williams.
based on what
they've tried to do anything to replace him on the roster consistently.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about him being the fourth guy on the depth chart.
I think that they've always thought that in talking to some people and watching, I think they've always thought Nazi Johnson was more talented. Jalen Watson was more talented. I think they took Noah Williams. I think that even
they did bring in Chris Roland Wallace at some point to replace. They were running out everybody.
I don't think they're super high in Josh. And this is not.
I'm not super high on him. Again, we're talking about, does he make the football team?
I just think he's either a camp trade or a cut. That's all. That's my bold prediction that I missed last week. The Joshua Williams. That's not that bold, but medium bold. That's all. And this is not like a knock, but I think Watson, when healthy, has actually been the closest thing they've had to a corner.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And now they can line him up on the outside.
I'm just saying that Christian Roland Wallace, you know, I mean,
this time last year,
none of us knew he existed. Let's be real.
I got his name wrong like three times since
CRW.
I didn't even say it just now, like 15 seconds ago, because I was worried I was going to say it wrong again. I kept trying to call him Cam Taylor Britt, which is not who he is.
That's Nebraska.
He's Roland Wallace, and I'm just like terrified of getting his name wrong. I think he's on the roster.
I think Jalen Watson's playing plenty this year still. And then, Noah Williams, they draft him for a reason. He's going to have a role. Yeah. I think your scenario of him getting traded for like a future pick is more likely than just flat out getting cut, Joshua Williams. Josh Williams is the fifth corner on the team, that's
a
good thing.
What does he even go for? Like a seventh?
That's about where he was drafted.
So I'll just use him as my fifth. Jalen Watson got hurt. I'll use him as my fifth corner. If I have guys that get hurt, at least I have someone behind him that started 10, 15 games.
Well, that was my bold prediction, is Noah Williams starts by week four. He's the starter by week four.
Yeah, I think
takes over.
The Nazi Johnsons of the world, that would be almost more of a camp cut. Anyway, we'll do these candidate stuff when we get up to training camp as well. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.